tell yourself in the morning, I am beautiful, I am enough, I'm great, I'm wonderful, I am everything.
Affirmations.
Say your affirmations.
Do they work?
100%.
I hear about this like all the time. Hi everyone and welcome to the first ever official I Am Beautiful podcast. My name's Renee and I am your host, and today I am joined with the founder of I Am Beautiful, the lovely Isla. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. I'm good. I'm really, really, really excited about today. And today I thought it's only right for us to have the founder herself on the show, for us to talk about the vision that Isla had, for us to talk about Isla's story, and for us to really talk about as well where I Am Beautiful is going and everything about the organization itself. So I think the only right way to start the podcast is for you to share with us your story and I guess let us know how this all came about. I know you mentioned Thailand, or I know some people may know that some of this was birthed from your Thailand trip, but for those that don't know, just set the scene.
I guess my story started when I was 25 years old. Mm. I had an accident and I lost my dominant hand. Mm. That, I guess, was the beginning of my journey. I really struggled with accepting what had happened to me. Mm. And I struggled with my thoughts. I had many negative thoughts. I felt embarrassed, and I felt as though no one would ever fancy me. Mm. I lost my confidence. I basically lost myself, and I felt very uncomfortable in my own skin. Mm. I didn't want to go, I didn't want to leave the house. I didn't want to meet up with old friends or meet any new friends, because I just felt embarrassed about being someone with a deformity now. Mm-hmm. It took me a long time to kind of get my head around that. I was 25 years old when it happened, so I spent most of my life with two hands. Mm. And then all of a sudden I've got one hand and I'm now classed as somebody disabled. Mm. And it just kind of, it rocked my world. It kind of made me I had to relearn who I am. Yeah. And how to do everything again, because I think we take for granted how much we use two hands.
Did it affect the relationships you had with people close to you at the time?
I wouldn't say that it affected. I mean, I was a little bit antisocial.
Okay.
I went in myself, mm-hmm. which, looking back now, I think that it was very much needed.
Okay.
It didn't affect my relationships. In fact, I would say that it strengthened my relationships with my close friends, because mm-hmm. I realised and I saw how much they cared and loved me.
Yeah.
And the support they gave me, mm. Obviously helped me to get to the point I am today. Mm-hmm. So it didn't affect, it was in a negative way that affected. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I know you've mentioned before, I guess, in relation to the Thailand trip, mm. And how that, I guess, birthed the idea of having something out of the experience that you went through. Can you tell us a bit about that story of what happened in Thailand?
Yeah, so I went to Thailand with my brother and my sister, and we went on a retreat called Beautiful You. Mm. And it was all about becoming a better version of yourself. Mm. And I felt like I just needed just a little bit more push from maybe an external kind of someone to kind of give me that little bit more direction, to really accept myself. Yeah. And Thailand definitely did that for me. Mm. Whilst we was there, we was traveling to a mountain that it was a part of the training. We had to climb a mountain. Mm. And whilst we was there, so we was on a boat traveling to this mountain.
Yeah.
And everybody else was at the front of the boat. And for some reason, I felt like I wanted to lay at the back of the boat.
And I'd be doing that.
Yeah. And I was by myself at the back of the boat, laying down. Mm. And I was closing my eyes, just soaking in the sun. Mm. And I felt very... I could just remember just having, like, a big smile on my face because... Yeah. I guess to others I might have looked like I was sleeping, but it was a bit weird because I had a smile on my face.
Yeah.
But I was actually visualizing everything, that I am beautiful. Well, not everything yet, but I was visualizing the I Am Beautiful project. Mm. And when I woke from that that visualization, I then spoke it to my sister and my brother and then to the rest of the group. And it was almost like everyone was like, oh my God, Isla, this is what you should be doing. And it was almost like I found my purpose.
Wow. From that one trip.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. And I feel like if you weren't in that position to kind of step out from how life was just going, go somewhere else completely, maybe you never know how would this have all come about without that time of just... being separated from your everyday.
Yeah. I don't know if it would have. I don't know. Maybe what at some point it might have, but it probably helped me to speed up to that, speed up the process to that point. And I think it was obviously what I needed. Starting the I Am Beautiful project has helped me a lot as well in accepting myself. And I feel like... looking back now, when I was 25 years old and when I lost my hand and the struggles and the thoughts that used to go around in my head, it feels like a completely different person. Like I would always hide my hand. I would always like it just I was just in but I didn't accept that person, and I fully accept myself now. And that's what's made the biggest shift and the biggest change in my life.
That's so powerful, honestly. And to me, that sounds like growth, because you've gone from not one extreme to the other, but your whole mindset, what you're, I guess, describing just changed. Obviously, it didn't happen overnight, but you've gone through a process where you're like, that's not actually me anymore. And I think I admire you so much, because a lot of the times when we are in situations where we're like, this isn't where I want to be, or this isn't really what I want to do, we kind of get stuck there and feel like, okay, this is just what's going to have to happen. But for you to go, okay, there is more to life. There's a lot more to this situation. Mm-hmm. Let me act on it and do something about it is just powerful. That's a boss move. Going back to the time when everything had happened, you know, what was it that you had to adjust to the most? I guess now knowing that you only had one hand that was... fully able to do the things that you were able to do before?
That's quite a difficult question to answer.
Really?
Because I would like, I feel like I would, my response to that would be everything. So I can't give you just
the exact,
one thing. Emotionally, it probably took me longest. But I feel like learning to do things, because I think the struggle with doing things with one hand will forever be there. Even if I learn a way how like to manage to do something with one hand, it's still a struggle. So I guess that's forever there. Emotionally, it took me a very, very long time, but I do feel like putting in practice like being conscious about my thoughts, making sure that I appreciate myself and love myself, and like putting these things in daily practice, and as well start like working with I Am Beautiful. Mm. All these things have helped me to come to terms and to accept. Mm.
It's almost like healing, really.
Yeah. So I feel like it's still ongoing, although I feel like I have come a long way. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I think not just me, but everyone needs to practice every day. Mm. It's a skill that you have to train your mind, yourself to kind of adjust to, and just so it's second nature.
Mm. Is this like, being mindful and
loving grateful. Yourself. Mm. Of course, there's days that I will wake up and feel not great
under the weather.
Great about myself, but I can bounce back from it quicker because I constantly practice self-love. Does that make sense?
No, definitely. And I think sometimes we often don't actually realize that self-love is something we have to put action towards. It doesn't just, I now have self-love. Mm. You know, it's a process, and I'm glad that you're able to share that. Mm. It was a process. And maybe perhaps for those that are out there listening, if you are lacking self-love, or if you do feel as though, you know, I don't know what it is. Why do I not feel like, you know, I'm confident in who I am? Don't worry, because the process is just, you know, part of the journey. And like Isla said, you can get to that stage. So I think that's really encouraging, actually, for myself as well, to remember that things are a journey. And, you know, we like to see the end instead of
all of the hard work.
Exactly.
And we kind of expect it to be like a switch that you can just switch on, and it's not. And I think the quicker you take that illusion out of your mind and realize that it is hard work, it is a lot of work, but it's all worth it in the end. Like I can't imagine ever being like now, still feeling the way I felt like when I first lost my hand. And if I didn't have the determination to put in the hard work and go through the process of healing and of teaching myself to love myself and appreciate myself, I would never be here today, like
doing the first ever podcast. Right. And also, you know, I Am Beautiful wouldn't be here without it either. Yeah. You know, the process is just as important as where we're going. Yeah. Definitely. I guess so. You've mentioned that you obviously have a daughter. How old is she now, actually?
She's 14.
14. Oh, okay, so she's in her teens. Mm-hmm. She's at an age where I guess body confidence is just up in the roof, and everyone needs to really feel that at that age, or so you can, you know, be really discouraged going to school. You're around loads of girls and guys as well at that age. What are some of the things that she must come home and tell you, I guess, in relation to things such as, you know, what young teenagers are dealing with?
From having a teenage daughter and from, I guess, the workshops that we've done before and just working with teenage girls, one of the biggest things that I feel like they struggle with is accepting their body type. They're very conscious about like they either feel like they're too skinny, too fat, and I just feel like this is the problem with social media, and this is what it's created in them. It's created a negative image that they don't look at themselves, or they don't see natural, that we don't see natural beauty anymore ever anywhere.
Do you feel as though, I guess, parents have a big part to play in it? How do you feel being a mum going, okay, how am I gonna get my daughter to feel comfortable in who she is? Do you feel as though you can have a massive impact on what she then decides to think of herself, or is it too late? Is there no hope for anyone on social media?
No, of course not. I feel like there's always hope.
Yeah.
And obviously, as parents, we're there to support and guide our children and love our children no matter what. And I feel like as long as we're nurturing our children in the right way, that's they're still going to be affected by outside sources and stuff. But as a parent, we have got a duty to teach and show our children that they're beautiful no matter what. But it has to come from all aspects, like the media, social media, Instagram. They need to check themselves and as well, and stop putting at making like filters so available. Use filters in everything. No one can take selfies now or pictures of themselves without feeling, without putting a filter on. And if it's not on, you just feel like, oh my god, why do I look like this? Like, oh, so like it's a combination of, I feel like everybody's got a responsibility to raise the generations to come in a more positive and healthy way. But also, no matter what anybody else does, it's also the individual that needs to do the work as well on themselves. So, but they need to be paved a way for them to see what it is that they need to be, like what, like where their mindset should be at. And I feel like nowadays, I mean, as much as people are becoming more woke and more spiritual and more body positive and stuff like that, which is a great thing, you know, the teenagers are still bombarded with images of unnatural body shapes and looking perfect and like you need to buy this in order to feel great around your friends, your peers, and you know, their minds have been distorted quite a lot, that I feel like we all have a responsibility to change that perspective.
And what do you feel like is something that, obviously, when you do your talks and you do your workshops with these young girls, obviously teenagers, what is it that you feel as though is the hardest part for them to let go of? Is it the fact that if I decide to go, you know, I've accepted myself, my friends might think I'm crazy? Or do you feel it's sometimes to do with maybe relationships they might be in? Why do you feel like it's such a hard thing to go, let me stand out from the crowd and actually be comfortable in who I am?
What I sense the problem is that they have no knowledge. You're not taught in school that you have control over your mind, over your thoughts, and they don't have, they haven't been taught that, they haven't been taught that they have the ability to control their own minds. And I feel like that's where the problem is. If they were raised knowing that, you know, it's down to it, their thoughts are purely an idea in their mind, it's a thought in their mind, and it's not necessarily reality. And they had more teaching on how to improve the quality of their thoughts, I feel like they wouldn't struggle as much. But I feel like they feel like they're trapped because they're bombarded with all this information that goes, that makes them feel unattractive, that makes them feel, and they don't necessarily understand that they can do anything about it. They just feel trapped and just feel worthless and feel like all these emotions.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, so you mentioned the fact that, you know, sometimes at schools you're surrounded by all this knowledge, but what do you do with it when it then starts to affect your mind and how you think about yourself? And I think that, I guess, leads me on to my next question, really. Where do you feel is the best, I guess, place for an individual to really accept who they are and be, I guess, comfortable enough to let people know that this is who I am and this is what I want to do? Like, how do you get to that stage? Where would you be mentally to be in that position?
I think what I've, like, the biggest lesson that I've learned is that We all need to take time to get to know ourselves, to know our flaws, to know our qualities. And the more you know yourself, the more, if someone makes a judgment on you or says something not very nice, the more, like, I'm at a stage where I know myself inside out, that if someone made a judgment on me or a comment that wasn't very nice, I can see it for what it is. It's an opinion in their mind. It's their own judgment. It has no reflection on myself. And I can almost just laugh it off because I know who I am. So if that doesn't resonate with me, if that isn't me, I can almost just
disregard it.
Because I'm constantly trying to, and I believe everyone, this should be everybody's aim, is to constantly be a better version of yourself each day. So question and be conscious of your actions and question them and say, could I have done that any better? Could I behave? Could I have? And we don't always do things perfectly. I make a lot of mistakes, but the important thing is to always be kind to yourself, be understanding to yourself, and forgive yourself, and try and learn from every experience. Every experience is a waiting lesson for you. And the more we can pick up on them lessons and learn from them, one, the more things won't reoccur in your life because you've learned that lesson, you can put that to bed. And two, that is where you get growth, by analysing your experiences and putting in place your mindset so that if things like that reoccur, you're more equipped to deal with it in a better way.
Yeah, definitely. I would definitely agree with that 100,000%. And I feel as though, like you said, once you know yourself, who's there to tell you who you are? You know, it's harder to really point the finger and try anyway and discredit someone who's very aware of who they are. And I think that's why so many celebrities are so, we see them as quite confident people, because there's all sorts in the comment section on, like, I don't know, a picture of Beyonce or someone who's, you know, doing well or just doing their own thing, but they know themselves. A lot of them know themselves and they're like, okay, yeah, so-and-so from across the other side of the world is not going to affect how I now view myself. And I think that's, you know, so important to know who you are. I think that's, yeah, I would definitely agree. So obviously you mentioned Instagram and the types of beauty that we might see on our feeds, you know, often, and how filters affect the way someone looks and what we kind of perceive as this is perfect. What do you think are the positives, I guess, of Instagram? Because I know that you guys have an Instagram account that's fully fledged of all types of beauty. What would you say is a positive for those who are using social media?
I think it's down, obviously, it's down to each individual what comes up on their feed.
Okay.
And I think that if you are constantly following accounts that spread positivity, then it will bring positive energy to your day, to your life. If you're constantly following these Instagram models that look perfect and are photoshopped and edited, it's going to make you feel
maybe insecure.
So I guess it's down to you as an individual to change up your Instagram feed if you feel like it's affecting you. But there are many wonderful accounts out there and positive accounts to follow. So I guess, yeah, if you're following the right people, then it can be a positive, I guess.
What would you say are, I guess, perhaps for those who may be watching who could be dealing with maybe lack of self-love or someone who's battling with self-confidence, what are some of, you know, the practical ways you can kind of start to begin that journey, that process we were talking about in becoming more of a person who is aware of who they are?
I think one practice that really, it sounds very silly and it feels very silly in the beginning.
Go for it.
But to tell yourself in the morning, I am beautiful, I am enough, I am great, I'm wonderful, I am everything.
Affirmations.
Say your affirmations.
Do they work?
100%.
I hear about this like all the time.
100%.
Really?
It feels so strange and silly to do that. But it's all about where you place your focus. That's where happiness comes. And if you focus on, for instance, the things that your body helps you with instead of what my body looks like,
you're, or what it's not doing, or
you're shifting your focus somewhere else. And it's the same with affirmations. You're tuning your mind to think positive about yourself, and eventually you might not feel or believe it in the beginning, but eventually you say it over time, your mind and yourself will think and believe what you're telling yourself, and it just lifts you up, because we're constantly telling ourselves the opposite. We're constantly saying, oh, you're not good enough, you're not, you know, we think of negative things. Even coming here today, I was very nervous, very shy, and I kept trying to push any negative thoughts out of my mind, although they were sitting there and they kept coming and saying, what are you going to talk about, what are you going to say, like, and who are you, and da da da, and I was saying, like, all these negative thoughts were coming to me. And then I had to keep telling myself that that's not reality. It's just a thought, and I need to push that away. And in fact, I am good enough. I am all
beautiful.
I am beautiful. I am capable of answering Renee's questions.
Honestly, I hear about the whole idea of affirmations, and to hear that, you know, it's something that massively has affected you, I'm definitely going to try. Because there's days where it's like, oh, this and that, and this thought's come, and that's, you know, put me off doing this. But just by speaking out, it must have a massive impact on your mindset. I definitely will be trying that. And I hope everyone watching and listening will also try their affirmations. We're going to have to make some affirmations. What do you think are some of the affirmations we can give people for those listening?
Anything that you believe or want to be true about yourself, you start telling yourself from today. Tell yourself that, and eventually that's who you'll become.
That's powerful. Guys, those watching, listening, you know, you've heard it from Isla first. Start your affirmations today. Don't start tomorrow. Start today. Tell yourself you are beautiful. Tell yourself you are strong, and whatever it is you want to do, you know, continue to tell yourself, and those things will, you know, come about. They will happen. But I want to know the plans for I Am Beautiful and going forward, what you guys have in store for everyone. So if you can, just share with us some of the things that you guys as a project organization have coming.
So we have our podcasts. Yes. We have clothing line. Or t-shirts and hoodies. We have master classes eventually coming, more workshops, more events. We have
there's too much.
Hold on. Our e-magazine is launching on the 1st of October that we've been just working so hard at. And I completely went over my head. We've got an e-magazine coming out.
That will be really good.
So we've got loads of things in the pipeline. And the plan is just to continue to grow, continue to push out more content and services that will help teenagers to improve their quality of thoughts and to become, to obviously their journey in self-love. We have so much.
There's loads.
There is. You just have to watch the space.
Yes. So where can we find like all this information? Obviously, we've got listeners and people watching. If they want to get to know what I Am Beautiful is all about, where do they go?
I would say head to our Instagram, mm-hmm. our website. Mm-hmm. It's all iambeautiful.co.uk.
Yeah.
Our Instagram is iambeautifuluk. Mm-hmm. And all our information and anything we're releasing will be shared amongst our different platforms.
Mm-hmm. Wicked. So, unfortunately, we have come to the end. But I want you to leave with us, like, maybe perhaps one phrase or sentence or something which everyone can kind of take away from this conversation. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and I feel like you've given me, like, a boost for the day, for the week. I'm definitely going to be trying the affirmation thing because I've been putting it off for, like, ages, so I need to just start doing it. But, yeah, what would you leave with us for those of us who have tuned in today?
Okay, so... as well as the affirmations,
yeah,
I do believe that a very big thing and powerful thing that I do, mm-hmm. and I think will help anyone, is being grateful for the things that we do have. Mm-hmm. Wake up each morning and say thank you. Think of all the things that you have in your life and appreciate them. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing. Sorry, I know I'm kind of going back, but
no,
what I would
it.
leave you guys with is a saying that although beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, feeling beautiful exists solely in the mind of the beholder, meaning that beauty is not what you see in the mirror, but how you feel inside.
I mean, gems, guys. We're gonna need to. If you're watching, just click because wow, we're gonna have to make sure we put that in the description. I need to write that one down. Gosh, it's so true and powerful. I'm like lost for words. Goodness me. Honestly, Isla, it has been great having you as the first ever episode of the I Am Beautiful podcast. This wouldn't be here without you. We wouldn't be here without you. The camera crew, which you guys can't see, wouldn't be here without you. So we're so, so happy. And we've got so much in store. And I just hope everyone watching, tuning in, just continues to join us on the journey and Absolutely. Reaches out, becomes a part of the whole movement and project because, you know, I am beautiful and so are you.
Thank
and so is everyone
you.
In here. We are all beautiful.
Absolutely.
And, you know, not oftentimes everyone hears it. So it's just something that I think is needed. And I'm just so excited for what's coming, honestly.
Thank you so much, Renee, for
Thank
hosting
you.
Today's podcast.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to our first ever I Am Beautiful podcast. Again, I'm your host, Renee, and I was joined with the founder today, Isla. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. I've learned loads. I've been empowered, inspired, and I hope you guys have too. Let us know in the comment section below or reach out to us on social media about how you found it and join the conversation. See you next time. Bye.